This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. This is podcast 101. We've finished 100 podcasts so far. So obviously, if you're listening, you're still with me. Yishkoach. We will begin 15a Tes Vavim and Aleph from Umra Lo to Motzi Shemra, the black text on the source sheet. Yesterday, we learn from Rabbi Yochanan that if you have a lo sa'aseh shekdamo aseh, if you have a lo sa'aseh, a negative commandment preceded by a positive commandment, that you get lashes. Right, now, just a moment of background. If the order is reversed, first there is the lo sa'aseh, the negative commandment, and then the aseh, the positive commandment, so most agree that in that case you don't get lashes. Right, we see the aseh, the positive mitzvah, as a corrective. If the Torah gives you a corrective, so you don't get punished. All right, good examples. All right, don't leave over from the korban, rather burn it. Right, don't and then do. Don't steal, you must return it. You must pay double. In that case, the Torah gives you the positive corrective. Here, the positive comes before the negative. There is the aseh, and then the los aseh. And in that case, if Yochanan says, you get lashes. Amar lo, they said to him, Amarta, did you really say that? So Amar Lahu Lo, he says back to them, no, I didn't say it. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Hai Elokim, right? Oh my God. Right, a language of oath. Amrai said it. Uksiva Vitanina. It's written in the Torah and it's in the Braisa. Right? We learned it. Ksiva, it says in the Torah, Vayishalchu min hamachaneh. You have to send those who are impure out of the camp. That's the positive. Velo yitamu et machaneim, and they should not render the camp impure. That's the lo sase. That's the negative commandment. Here you have the negative commandment preceded by the positive, right in the Torah. Tanina, and we learned habala mikdash tame. Right, if you come to the mikdash when you are tame, which is essentially what those plukim tell you, you get punished. Right, so clearly you get punished in that case. Elamai time kahadar bay. So it's so clear, right? Our case of going to the Mikdash Tameh is written that way in the Chumash, and the Mishnah, codifies that indeed you get punished. So what was Rav Yochanan's hesitation? My time kahadar bay. Why did he go back? Mishum de kasha le onus, right? Because the case of rape. Right, so there, in addition to all the other punishments, the Torah says you must take her as your wife and you can never divorce her. That is the aseh before the los aseh. That's our case. The aseh is you must take her as a wife. The los aseh, the negative commandment, is you may never divorce her. Right? Now, if she doesn't want it, that's one thing. She can leave. But he's got to take care of her. He can never divorce her. Ditanya, right? We learned in Ebraisa. Ones shegiresh. Right? What happens if the rapist divorces her? Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'en aloka. If it is an Israelite, so he's got to take her back, and there's no lashes. Im kohen hu, but if it's a kohen who is not allowed, right? So the kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. So in that case, loka ve'ino machzir. In that case, we whip him because he can't take her back, and he doesn't bring her back. But now, we're going to go back to the first clause. Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'ino loka. If it is an Israelite, all right, the rapist is an Israelite. He's got to take her back. He doesn't get whipped. Amai. Why not? I know what everyone else is thinking, right? Whip the guy. But the Gemara's specific concern is, lo sa'aseh shikdamo asehu. This is a negative commandment preceded by a positive. Take her as a wife, don't divorce her. Vililki, and according to Rav Yochanan, he should get whipped. The fact that he doesn't, that gives Rav Yochanan pause, for concern. So now we have to answer the question, what do we do with the case of Ones? Right? What do we do with this case that so bothered Rav Yochanan? So Amar Ula. Ula says, "Lo yomar, lo tihiyeh le'isha be'ones." Right, the Torah should not write that he has to take her as a wife in the case of rape. Veligmar mimotzi shemra. And indeed, instead, should learn it from the case of motzi shemra. What's the case of motzi shemra? Right, motzi shemra is a case where you marry somebody, and then you come and claim, right, that contrary to what your ksuva states and what you believed, she indeed was not a virgin at the time of your wedding. Right, so lo and behold, the great shock, right, the ksuva says what you expected, the whole business. And there the Torah also says, right, if he's lying, right, he's got to take care of her. He's got to marry her. So don't write lo tiyeh isha by rape. And learn it from the case of motzi shemra. Right, for the continuation of that discussion, come back tomorrow, because that concludes our learning for today.